Once upon a time, in a kingdom far, far away, the king and queen were blessed with a beautiful baby girl. And throughout the land, everyone was happy. Until the sun went down, and they saw that their daughter was cursed with a frightful enchantment that took hold each and every night. Desperate, they sought the help of a fairy godmother, who had them lock the young princess away in a tower, there to await the kiss of the handsome Prince Charming. It was he who would chance the perilous journey through blistering cold and scorching desert, traveling for many days and nights, risking life and limb to reach the Dragon's Keep. For he was the bravest and most handsome in all the land. And it was destiny that his kiss would break the dreaded curse. He alone would climb to the highest room of the tallest tower, to enter the princess's chambers, cross the room to her sleeping silhouette, pull back the gossamer curtains to find her...
What?
Princess
Fiona?
No!
Oh, thank heavens. Where is she?
She's on her honeymoon.
Honeymoon? With whom?
So she said, what's the problem, baby? What's the problem? I don't know. Well, maybe I'm in love. Think about it every time I think about it. Can't stop thinking about it. How much longer will it take to cure this? Just to cure it, cause I can't ignore it. If it's love, love makes me wanna turn around and face me. But I don't know nothing about love. Oh, come on, come on.
So good to be home. You and me and...
that you'll ever do.
Two can be as bad as one.
Donkey?
Shrek! Fiona! Well, aren't you two a sight for sore eyes? Give us a hug, Shrek, you old love machine. And look at you, Mrs. Shrek. How about a side of sugar for the Steve?
Donkey, what are you doing here?
I was just taking care of your love nest for you.
Oh, you mean like sorting the mail and watering the plants?
Yeah, and feeding the fish.
I don't have any fish.
You do now. I call that one Shrek and the other Fiona. That Shrek is a rascally devil. Get your...
Oh, will you look at the time? Well, I guess you'd better be going.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't you want to tell me all about the trip? Or how about a game of Parcheesi?
Actually, Donkey, shouldn't you be getting home to Dragon?
Oh, yeah, that.
I don't know. She's been all moody and stuff lately. So I thought I'd move back in with you guys.
Well, you know, we're always happy to see you, Donkey.
But Fiona and I are married now.
We need a little time, you know, to be together. Just with each other. Alone.
Say no more. You don't have to worry about a thing. I will always be here to make sure nobody bothers you.
Donkey.
Yes, Rumi?
You're bothering me.
Oh, okay, all right, cool. I guess me and Pinocchio was just going to try to catch a tournament anyway, so maybe I'll see y'all Sunday for a barbecue or something.
He'll be fine. Now, where were we? Oh, I think I remember. Donkey!
Ah! I know, alone. I'm going. Hey, but what do you want me to tell these other guys?
Enough, Reggie. Dearest Princess Fiona, you are hereby summoned to the kingdom of Far, Far Away for a royal ball in celebration of your marriage, at which time the king will bestow his royal blessing upon you and your, Prince Charming. Love, the king and queen of Far, Far Away, a.k.a. Mom and Dad.
Mom and Dad?
Prince Charming?
Royal ball? Can I come?
We're not going.
What?
I mean, don't you think they might be a bit shocked to see you like this?
Well, they might be a bit surprised. But they're my parents, Shrek. They love me. And don't worry, they're gonna love you too.
Yeah, right. Somehow I don't think I'll be welcome at the country club.
Will you stop it? They're not like that.
Then how do you explain Sergeant Pompous and the Fancy Pants Club Band?
Oh, come on! You could at least give them a chance.
Oh, to do what? Sharpen their pitchforks?
No! They just want to give you their blessing.
Oh, great. Now I need their blessing?
Well, if you want to be a part of this family, yes.
And who says I want to be part of this family?
You did? When you married me?
Well, there's some fine print for you.
Oh, so that's it. You won't come.
Trust me, it's a bad idea. We are not going, and that's final.
Hey, come on, Shrek, we don't want to hit traffic.
Don't worry. We'll take care of everything.
Hey, wait for me. Hit him up, move him on, roll high. Knock him out, pound him dead, make him tea, buy him drinks, meet their mamas, milk him hard, raw high. Yeehaw! Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Hey, are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
Yes.
Really?
No.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
No, we are not.
Are we there yet?
No.
Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Hey, that's not funny. Hey, that's really immature.
Really immature.
See, this is why nobody likes ogres.
You like ogres.
All right, you're lost.
All right, you're lost.
I'm going to just stop talking.
Finally.
But this is taking forever. Shrek, and ain't no in-flight movie or nothing.
The kingdom of Far, Far Away, Donkey, that's where we're going. Far, Far Away.
All right, I get it. I'm just so darn bored.
Well, find a way to entertain yourself.
Oh,
5 minutes. Could you not be yourself? For 5 minutes! Ah! Are we there yet?
Yes.
Oh, finally!
You guys go ahead. I'll park the car.
So, you still think this was a good idea?
Of course. Look, Mom and Dad look happy to see us.
Who on earth are they?
I think that's our little girl.
That's not little. That's a really big problem. Wasn't she supposed to kiss Prince Charming and break the spell?
Well... he's no Prince Charming, but they do look...
happy now? We came. We saw them. Now let's go before they light the torches.
They're my parents.
Hello. They locked you in a tower.
Hey, that was for my own...
good! Now here's our chance. Let's go back inside and pretend we're not home.
Harold, we have to be...
quick! While they're not looking, we can make a run for it.
Shrek! Stop it! Everything's gonna be...
a disaster! There is no way...
you can do this.
But I really...
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 don't want to...
be...
Mom. Dad. I'd like you to meet my husband, Shrek.
Well, it's easy to see where Fiona gets her good looks from. Better out than in, I always say, eh, Fiona? That's good. I guess not.
What do you mean not on the list? Don't tell me you don't know who I am.
Hey! What's happening, everybody?
Thanks for waiting.
You know, I had the hardest time finding this place.
No, no, Bad Donkey, Bad, down.
No, 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 Dad, it's all right, it's all right. He's with us. He helped rescue me from the dragon.
Yep, that's me, the noble Steve. Hey, waiter, how about a bowl for the Steve?
Oh, boy.
Jack.
Yeah? Oh, sorry. Great soup, Mrs. Q.
No, darling.
Oh.
So, Fiona, tell us about where you live.
Well, Shrek owns his own land. Don't you, honey?
Oh, yes. It's in an enchanted forest, abundant in squirrels and cute little duckies and...
What? I know you ain't talking about the swamp.
Donkey. An ogre from a swamp. Oh, how original.
Well, I suppose that will be a fine place to raise the children.
It's a bit early to be thinking about that, isn't it?
Indeed. I just started eating.
Harold!
What's that supposed to mean?
Dad, it's great, okay?
Well, for his type, yes.
My type?
I gotta go to the bathroom. Dinner is served. Never mind, I can hold it.
Bon appetit.
Oh, Mexican food! My favorite!
Well, let's not just sit here with our tummies rumbling. Everybody dig in.
Don't mind if I do, Lillian.
So, I suppose any grandchildren I could expect from you would be...
Ogres. Yes.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Right, Harold?
Oh, no! No, of course not. That is assuming you don't eat your own...
Dad!
Oh, no, we usually prefer the ones who've been locked away in a tower.
Shrek, please.
I only did that because I love her.
Oh, hi! Daycare or Dragon Guarded Castle?
You wouldn't understand. You're not her father.
It's so nice to have the family together for dinner. Harold!
Shrek!
Fiona!
Fiona!
Mom!
Harold!
Donkey!
My sweet remedy. I know what every princess needs for her to live life happily.
Ah! Oh, my dear. Oh, look at you. You're all, grown up.
Who are you?
Oh, sweet pea. I'm your fairy godmother.
I have a fairy godmother?
Shush, 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 shush. Now, don't worry.
I'm here to make it all better.
With just a wave of my magic wand. Your troubles will soon be gone. With a flick of the wrist and just a flash, you'll land a prince with a ton of cash. A high price dress made by mice, no less. Some crystal glass pumps and no more stress. Worries will vanish, your soul will cleanse. Confide in your very own furniture. Friends will help you set
a new fashion trend.
Woo! I'll make you fancy, woo! I'll make you great.
The kind of guy the prince would date.
They'll write your name on the bathroom wall.
For happy ever after, give Fiona a call.
Forty carriage to ride in style. Sexy man, boy, chauffeur, child. Banish your blemishes, tooth decay. Daylight thighs will fade away. Hey! Have a fish or frisée. Nip and hook here and there.
Fetchaland, that prince with a perfect head. Lipstick, liner, shadow, blush. To get that prince with a sexy touch. Lucky day, a buffet. When you're busy rolling the hay, you can spoon on the moon with the prince.
To the you.
Don't be sad, you'll be fine. Your prince will have rock hard ass. She's the same, don't they say? Have some chicken, chicken, they. Nip and tuck, here and there. Like that prince with a perfect hair.
Look. Thank you very much, Fairy Godmother, but I really don't need all this.
Fiona? Fiona?
Oh, you got a puppy? All I got in my room was shampoo.
Oh, Fairy Godmother? Furniture? I'd like you to meet my husband. Shrek,
your husband? What? When did this happen?
Shrek is the one who rescued me.
But that can't be right.
Oh, great. More relatives.
She's just trying to help.
Good. She can help us pack. Get your coat, dear. We're leaving.
What?
Leaving? I don't want to leave.
When did you decide this?
Shortly after arriving.
Look, I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I need to go anyway. But remember, dear, if you should ever need me, happiness... It's just a teardrop away.
Thanks, but we've got all the happiness we need. Happy, happy, happy.
So I see. Let's go, Kyle.
Very nice, Shrek.
What? I told you coming here was a bad idea.
You could have at least tried to get along with my father.
You know, somehow, I don't think I was going to get Daddy's blessing, even if I did want it.
Well, do you think it might be nice if somebody asked me what I wanted?
Sure. Do you want me to pack for you?
You're unbelievable. You're behaving like a...
Go on, say it.
Like an ogre.
Well, here's a newsflash for you. Whether your parents like it or not, I am an ogre. And guess what, princess? That's not about to change.
I've made changes for you, Shrek. Think about that.
It's real smooth, Shrek. I'm an ogre! Arr!
I knew this would happen.
You should. You started it.
I can hardly believe that, Lydia. I mean, really. He's the ogre, not me.
I think, Harold, you're taking this a little too personally. This is Fiona's choice.
Yes, but she was supposed to choose the prince we picked out for her. I mean, you expect me to give my blessings to this thing?
Fiona does. And she'll never forgive you if you don't. I don't want to lose our daughter again, Harold. Oh, you act as if love is totally predictable. Don't you remember when we were young and, oh, we used to walk down by the lily pond and they were in bloom?
Our first kiss. It's not the same! I don't think you realize that our daughter has married a monster!
Oh, stop being such a drama king.
Fine, pretend there's nothing wrong. La-di-da-di-da-di-da, isn't it all wonderful? I'd like to know how it could get any worse.
Hello, Harold.
Ah!
What happened?
Nothing. Nothing, Joe. Just the old crusade wound playing up a bit. I'll just stretch it out here for a while.
You'd better get in. We need to talk.
Actually, Fairy Godmother, just off to bed. Already taken my pills. They tend to make me a bit drowsy. So, how about we make this a quick visit? What? Oh, hello. So... What's new?
You remember my son, Prince Charming.
Charming? Oh, is that you? My gosh, it's been years. When did you get back?
Oh, about 5 minutes ago, actually. After I endured blistering winds, scorching desert, I climbed to the highest room in the tallest tower.
Mummy can handle this.
He endures blistering winds and scorching desert. He climbs to the highest bloody room of the tallest bloody tower.
But, and what does he find?
Some gender-confused wolf telling him that's his princess.
If I can
just... is already married.
I mean, it wasn't my fault. He didn't get there in time.
Stop the car!
Harold. You force me to do something I really don't want to do.
Where are we?
Well, hi there. Welcome to Friar's Fat Boy. May I take your order?
My diet is ruined.
I hope you're happy. Okay. Two Renaissance wraps, no mayo, chili rings.
I'll have the medieval meal.
Yeah, one medieval meal. And Harold, curly fries.
No, thank you.
Sourdough soft taco, then. What do you want?
No, really, I'm fine.
Your order, fair godmother. And this comes with medieval meal.
There you are, dear. You see, we made a deal, Harold. And I assume you don't want me to go back on my part.
Indeed not.
So Fiona and Charming will be together.
Yes.
Oh, believe me, Harold. It's what's best. Not only for your daughter, but for your clean room.
Well, what am I supposed to do about it?
Use your imagination.
Excuse me, I'm looking for the ugly stepsister. Ah, there you are. Right. You see, I need to have someone taken care of.
Who's the guy?
Well, he's not a guy, per se. He's ogre.
Hey, buddy, let me clue you in. There's only one fella can handle a job like that, and frankly... he don't like to be disturbed.
Where could I find him?
Hello? Who dares enter my room?
Sorry, I hope I'm not interrupting, but I'm told you're the one to talk to about an ogre problem?
You're told, correct. But for these, I charge a great deal of money.
Would this be enough?
You have engaged my valuable services, Your Majesty. Just tell me where I can find this ogre.
Dear Diary, Sleeping Beauty is having a slumber party tomorrow, but Dad says I can't go. He never lets me out after sunset. Dad says I'm going away for a while. Must be like some finishing school or something. Mom says that when I'm old enough, my handsome Prince Charming will rescue me from my tower and bring me back to my family. And we'll all live happily ever after. Mrs. Fiona Charming. Mrs. Fiona Charming. Mrs. Fiona Charming. Mrs. Fiona Charming.
Sorry, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No.
I was just reading a scary book.
I was hoping you'd let me apologize for my despicable behavior earlier.
Okay.
I don't know what came over me. Do you suppose we could just pretend it never happened and start over?
Look, Your Majesty, I
please call me Dad.
Dad. We both acted like ogres. Maybe we just need some time to get to know each other.
Excellent idea. I was actually hoping you might join me for a morning hunt, a little father-son time. I know it would mean the world to Fiona. Shall we say 7:30 by the old oak?
Face it, donkey, we're lost.
We can't be lost. We followed the king's instructions exactly. What did he say? Head to the deepest, darkest part of the woods.
Aye.
Past the sinister trees with those scary-looking branches.
Check.
Yeah, and there's that bush that's shaped like Shirley Bassey.
We passed that bush 3 times already.
Hey, you were the one that said you didn't want to stop and get directions.
Oh, great. My one chance to fix things up with Fiona's dad, and I end up lost in the woods with you.
All right, you don't have to get all huffy with me. I'm only trying to help.
I know. I'm sorry, all right?
Hey, don't worry about it.
I just really need to make things work with this guy.
Yeah, sure. Now let's go bond with Daddy.
Well, Donkey. I know it was kind of a tender moment back there, but the purring?
Yeah, what are you talking about? I ain't purring.
Oh, sure. What's next? A hug?
Hey, Shrek, donkeys don't purr. You think I am kind of...
Fear me, if you dare.
Hey, look, a little cat.
Look out, Shrek! You got a piece!
It's a cat, Donkey. Come here, little kitty. Come on. Kitty. Come here, little kitty.
Did I miss?
No. You got them.
Now, ye augur, pray for mercy from puss. It would.
Ooh, I'll kill that cat.
Ebel.
Oh, that is nasty.
What do you reckon we should do with him?
I say we take the sword and neuter him right here. Give him the Bob Barker treatment.
Oh, Mother Noble, for more. Please, I implore you. It was nothing personal, senor. I was doing it only for my family. My mother, she's sick, and my father lives off the garbage. The king offered me margin gold, and I have a litter of brothers.
Whoa. Fiona's father paid you to do this?
The rich king?
See. Well... So much for Dad's royal blessing.
Oh, come on, Shrek, don't feel bad. Almost everybody that meets you wants to kill you.
Gee, thanks. Maybe Fiona would have been better off if I were some sort of Prince Charming.
See, that's what the king said. Oh, sorry. I thought the question was directed at me.
Shrek.
Fiona knows you'd do anything for her.
Well, it's not like I wouldn't change if I could. I just wish I could make her happy. Hold the phone. Happiness. A teardrop away. Donkey, think of the saddest thing that's ever happened to you.
Oh, man, where do I begin? Well, first it was the time that old farmer tried to sell me for some magic beans. I ain't never got over that. Then this fool went off and had a party, and he have all the guests trying to pin a tail on me. Then they all got drunk and started beating me with a stick going, pinata, pinata. What is a pinata anyway?
No, Donkey, I need you to cry.
Yeah, well, don't go projecting on me. I know you're feeling bad, but you gotta let your own...
You little hairy little licking sucker.
What? Is it on? Is it on?
This is Fairy Godmother. I'm either away from my desk or with a client. But if you come by the office, we'll be glad to make you a personal appointment. Have a happy ever after.
Oh. Are you up for a little quest, Donkey?
All right, that's more like it. Shrek and Donkey on another whirlwind adventure. Ain't no stopping us now. Woo! We're on the move.
Stop, Ogger!
I have misjudged you.
Join the club. We've got jackets.
On my honor, I am obliged to accompany you until you have saved your life, and you have spared me mine.
I'm sorry. The position of annoying talking animal has already been taken. Let's go, Shrek! Shrek? Shrek!
Oh, come on, Donkey. Look at him in his wee little boots. You know, how many cats can wear boots? Honestly. Oh, let's keep them.
Say what?
Oh, listen, he's purring.
Oh, so now it's cute.
Oh, come on, Donkey. Lighten up.
Lighten up? Oh, I should lighten up. Look who's telling who to lighten up.
Shrek? Well, they're both festive, aren't they? What do you think, Harold?
Yes, fine.
Oh, try to at least pretend that you're interested in your daughter's wedding ball.
Honestly, Lillian, I don't think it really matters. How do we know there's even going to be a ball?
Mom! Dad!
Oh, hello, dear.
What's that, Cedric? Right, coming!
Mom, have you seen Shrek?
I haven't. You should ask your father. Be sure and use small words, dear. He's a little slow this morning.
Can I help you, Your Majesty?
Ah, yes. Exquisite. What do you call this dish?
That would be the dog's breakfast, Your Majesty.
Ah, yes. Very good, then. Carry on, Cedric.
Dad, have you seen Shrek?
No, I haven't, dear. I'm sure he just went off to look for a nice mud hole to cool down in after your little spat last night.
Oh, you heard that, huh?
Darling, the whole kingdom heard you. I mean, after all, it is in his nature to be, well, a bit of a brute.
Him? You know, you didn't exactly roll out the welcome wagon.
Well, what did you expect? I mean, look at what he's done to you.
Shrek loves me for who I am. I would think you'd be happy for me.
Darling, I'm just thinking about what's best for you. Maybe you should do the same.
No, really?
Oh, no, that's the old Keebler's place. Let's just back away slowly.
That's the fairy godmother's courage. She's the largest producer of hexes and potions in the whole kingdom.
Then why don't we pop in there for a spell? Spell?
Christ be loved!
Hi.
I'm here to see the
fairy godmother. I'm sorry she's not in.
Jerome, copy in a Monte Cristo. Now!
Oh. Yes, fairy godmother. Right away. Look, she's not seeing any client today. Okay?
That's okay, buddy. We're from the union.
The union?
We represent the workers in all magical industries, both evil and benign.
Oh, all right.
Are you feeling at all degraded or oppressed?
A little. We don't even have dental.
They don't even have dental. Okay, we're just going to have a look around. Oh, by the way, I think it'd be better if the fairy godmother didn't know we were here. You know what I'm saying? Huh?
Huh?
Stop it.
Of course. Go right in.
Drop of desire.
Naughty.
A pinch of passion. And just a hint of lust.
Excuse me.
Sorry to barge in like this, but...
What in Grimm's name are you doing here?
Well, it seems that Fiona's not exactly happy.
Oh, there's some question as to why that is. Well, let's explore that, shall we? Ah, pee-pee-pee-pee-pee, Princess Cinderella. There we are, lived happily ever after. Oh, no ogres. Let's see, Snow White, the handsome prince. Oh, no ogres. Sleeping Beauty, oh, no ogres. Hansel and Gretel, no. Thumbelina, no. The Golden Bird, the Little Mermaid, Pretty Woman. No, 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 no. You see, ogres don't live happily ever after.
All right, look, lady.
Don't you point those dirty green sausages at me!
Monte Cristo and coffee. Oh, sorry.
Ah, that's okay. We were just leaving. Very sorry to have wasted your time, Miss Godmother.
Just go.
Come on, guys.
EPIF, eh, buddy? Working hard or hardly working, eh, Mac?
Oh, yeah.
Oh! Hey, man, you want to get your fine Corinthian footwear and your cat cheeks out of my face? Man, that stinks!
Well, you don't exactly smell like a basket of roses.
Well, one of these has got to help.
Oh, I was just concocting this very plan. Already our minds are becoming one.
Yeah, whoa. Now, listen, if we need an expert on licking ourselves, we'll give you a call. Shrek, this is a bad idea.
Look, make yourself useful and go keep watch. Puss, do you think you could get to those on top?
No problema, boss. One of my 9 lives, I was the great cat burglar of Santiago de Compostela.
Shrek, are you off your nuts?
Donkey, keep watch.
Keep watch? Yeah, I'm going to keep watch. I'm going to watch that wicked witch come down here and whammy zammy a whirl of hurt all up your backside. I'm going to laugh, too. If you do, I'm going to be giggling to my felt.
What do you see?
Toadstool softener?
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sure a nice BM is the perfect solution for marital problems.
Alpha Delta?
Uh-uh.
Hex Lax?
No, try handsome.
Sorry, no handsome.
Hey, how about happily ever after?
Well, what does it do?
It says beauty divine.
You know, in some cultures, donkeys are revered as the wisest of all creatures. Especially as talking ones.
Donkey!
That'll have to do. We've got company.
What's wrong with this?
Hurry!
Nice catch, Donkey. Oh,
finally.
A good use for your mouth.
Supernatural emotions, you make me feel like dirt and hurt. But if thoughts are a commotion, I run the risk of losing you, and it's worse.
Bring me something deep fried and smothered in chocolate.
Mother!
Charming. Sweetheart. Oh, this isn't a good time, Pumpkin. Mama's working.
Well, what happened here?
The ogre, that's what.
What? Where is he, Mum? I shall rend his head from his shoulders. I will smite him where he stands. He will rue the very day he stole my kingdom from me!
Oh, put it away, Junior. You're still going to be king. We're just going to have to come up with something smarter, that's all.
Pardon? Everything is accounted for, Fairy Godmother. Except for one potion.
What? Oh. I do believe we can make this work to our advantage.
Happily ever after potion. Maximum strength. For you and your true love. If one of you drinks this, you both will be fine. Happiness, comfort, and beauty divine.
You both will be fine?
I guess it means it'll affect Fiona, too.
Hey, man, this don't feel right. My donkey senses are tingling all over, so why don't you just drop that jug of voodoo and let's get out of here.
It says beauty divine. How bad can it be?
Aha, see, you're allergic to that stuff. You're going to have a reaction. And if you think that I'm going to be smearing vapor rub all over your chest, think again.
Boss, just in case there is something wrong with the potion, allow me to take the first sip. It would be an honor to lay my life on the line for you.
No. I don't think so. If there's going to be any animal testing, I'm going to do it. That's the best friend's job. Now give me that bottle.
How do you feel?
I don't feel any different. I look any different?
You still look like an ass to me.
Maybe it doesn't work on donkeys. Well, here's to us, Fiona.
Shrek! You drink that, there's no going back.
I know.
But no more wallowing in the mud?
I know.
And no more itchy butt crack?
I know.
But you love being
I
older.
Know. But I love Fiona more.
Shrek, no! Wait! Oh, cold. Got to be. Shrek, I think you grabbed the 40 ever after potion.
Maybe it's a third.
Or maybe Fiona and I were never meant to be.
Uh-oh. What did I tell you? I think I feel something coming on. I don't want to die. I don't want to die. Oh, sweet sister, mother of mercy. I'm melting.
It's just the rain, Donkey.
Oh.
Thank you.
Shrek, don't worry. Things just seem bad because it's dark and rainy and Fiona's father hired a sleazy hitman wacky. It'll be better in the morning. You'll see. The sun will come out
tomorrow. Bet your bottom.
Bet my bottom.
I'm coming, Elizabeth.
Donkey, are you all right?
Hey, boss. Let's shave him.
Donkey.
There you are. We missed you at dinner.
What is it, darling? Dad, I've been thinking about what you said. And I'm going to set things right.
Ah, excellent. That's my girl.
It was a mistake to bring Shrek here. I'm going to go out and find him. And then we're going to go back to the swamp where we belong. Fiona, please.
Let's not be rash, darling. You can't go anywhere right now. Fiona!
Your kitty.
Oh, my head.
Here, I fetched you a pail of water.
Oh, thanks. Whoa. A cute button nose, thick wavy locks, taut round buttocks. I'm...
Gorgeous.
I'll say.
I'm Jill. What's your name?
Shrek.
Shrek? Wow. Are you from Europe? You're so tense.
I want to rub his shoulders.
I got it covered. Thanks.
I don't have anything to rub.
Well, get in line.
Have you ladies seen my donkey?
Who are you calling donkey?
Donkey? You're a...
A stallion, baby! I can win it! I can count! Look at me, Shrek. I'm trotting! That's some quality potion. What's in that stuff?
Oh, don't take the potion, Mr. Buzz. It's very bad.
Warning. Side effects may include burning, itching, oozing, weeping. Not intended for heart patients or those with nervous disorders.
Trotting in place. Trotting in place. Yeah!
What? Señor, to make the effects of this potion permanent, the drinker must obtain his true love's kiss. By midnight.
Midnight? Why is it always midnight?
Oh, pick me. I'll be your true love.
I'll be your true love.
I'll be true. Enough.
Look, ladies, I already have a true love.
Aww.
And take it from me, boss. You're going to have one satisfied princess.
Man, let's face it. You are a lot easier on the eyes.
But inside, you're still the same old mean, salty,
easy,
cantankerous, stanky,
all right, then,
foul, angry ogre you always been.
And you're still the same annoying donkey.
Yeah.
Well, look out, princess. Here comes the new me.
First things first. We need to get you out of those clothes.
Ready?
Ready. God, help me, please. The rest of the day's over. I'm blind. Tell the truth, will I ever be able to play the violin again?
Oh, you poor creature. Is there anything I can do for you?
Well, I guess there is one thing.
Take off the powder wig and step away from your drawers. Not bad.
Not bad at all.
Father, is everything all right, Father?
Thank you, gentlemen. Someday I will repay you. Unless, of course, I can't find you or if I forget.
Hey, tu pedazo de carne con patas. ¿Cómo te atreves a hacerme esto?
Danger.
To be a different man.
Time may change me, but I can't trace time.
Oh, tell Princess Fiona her husband Sir Shrek is here to see her.
Still don't know what I was looking for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets. Every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet.
Ch-ch-ch-ch-changes.
Fiona!
Shrek? Ch-ch-changes.
Don't wanna be a richer one.
Time may change me, but I can't change mine.
Fiona!
Hello, handsome.
Shrek!
Princess!
Donkey?
Wow, that potion worked on you too, huh?
What potion?
Oh, it's kind of a long story, but see, Shrek and I took some magic potion, and well, now, we're sexy!
Shrek?
For you, baby, I could be.
Yeah, you wish.
Donkey, where is Shrek?
He just went inside looking for you.
Shrek!
Fiona! Fiona!
You wanna dance, pretty boy?
Why are you going so soon? Well, don't you wanna see your wife?
Fiona!
Shrek?
Aye, Fiona. It is me.
What happened to your voice?
The potion changed a lot of things, Fiona. But not the way I feel about you.
Fiona?
Charming?
Do you think so? Dad, I was so hoping you'd approve.
Who are you?
Mom, it's me, Shrek. I know you never get a second chance at a first impression, but well, what do you think?
Fiona! Fiona!
Fiona! Fiona! Oh, shoot. I don't think they can hear us, Pigeon. Don't you think you've already messed her life up enough?
I just wanted her to be happy.
And now she can be. Oh, sweetheart. She's finally found the prince of her dreams.
But look at me. Look what I've done for her.
It's time you stop living in a fairy tale, Shrek. She's a princess, and you're an ogre. That's something no amount of potion is ever going to change.
But I love her.
If you really love her, you'll let her go.
Shrek?
Senor.
Hey, what's going on? Where you going?
You wouldn't have had anything to do with this, would you, Harold?
People just ain't no good. A thing that's well understood.
There you go, boys.
Just leave the bottle, Doris.
Hey, why the long face?
It was all just a stupid mistake. I never should have rescued her from that tower in the first place.
I hate Mondays.
I can't believe you're going to just walk away from the best thing that ever happened to you.
What choice do I have? She loves that pretty boy, Prince Charming.
Oh, come on now. Is he really that good looking?
Are you kidding? He's gorgeous. He has a face that looks like it was carved by angels.
Oh, he sounds dreamy.
You know, shockingly, this isn't making me feel any better. Look, guys, it's for the best. Mom and Dad approve, and Fiona gets the man she's always dreamed of. Everybody wins.
Except for you. I don't get it, Shrek. You love Fiona.
Aye. And that's why I have to let her go.
Excuse me. Is she here?
She's, in the back.
Oh, hello again. Fairy Godmother?
Charming.
Oh, you better have a good reason for dragging us down here, Harold.
Well, I'm afraid Fiona isn't really warming up to Prince Charming.
FYI, not my fault.
Oh, no, of course it's not, dear.
I mean, how charming can I be when I have to pretend I'm that dreadful ogre?
No, it's nobody's fault. Perhaps it's best if we just call the whole thing off, okay?
What?
I mean, you can't force someone to fall in love.
I beg to differ. I do it all the time. Have Fiona drink this and she'll fall in love with the first man she kisses, which will be Charming.
No.
What did you say?
I can't. I won't do it.
Oh, yes, you will. If you remember, I helped you with your happily ever after. And I can take it away just as easily. Is that what you want? Is it?
No.
Good boy. Now, we have to go. I need to do Charming's hair before the ball. He's hopeless. You know, he's all high in the front. He can never get to the back. You always need someone to do the back of your hair.
Oh, thank you, Mother.
Mother!
Mary, a talking horse.
Fiona! Stop them! Thieves! Bandits! Stop them!
Well, the ads are fab and it's gluteus to the maximus here tonight's far, far away Royal Ball Blowout. The coaches are lined up as the cream of the crop pours out of them like Miss Muffet's curds and whey.
Everyone who's anyone has turned out to honor Princess Fiona and Prince Shrek. And oh my, the outfits look gorgeous. Look, Hansel and Gretel. What the heck are the crumbs for? And right behind them, Tom Thumb and Thumbelina. Oh, aren't they adorable? And here comes Sleeping Beauty. Oh, tired old thing. Oh, who's this? Who's this? Who is this? Oh, it's the one. It's the only. It's the fairy godmother. Hello, far, far away. May all your endings be happy and well, you know the rest.
We'll be right back with the Royal Far, Far Away Ball after these messages.
I hate these ball shows. They bore me to tears. Flip over to Wheel of Torture.
I'm not flipping anywhere, sir, until I see Shrek and Fiona.
Bah, wizards on you guys. Hey, mice, pass me a buffalo wing. No, no, to your left. Your left!
Tonight on Night.
Ah, now here's a good show.
We got a white bronco heading east into the forest, requesting backup.
It's time for the men in steel to teach these madcap mammals their devil may mare attitudes just won't fly. All right,
Police brutality!
Come on! I have to talk to Princess Fiona!
You.
Ow. Will they get away with it? Or did someone let the cat out of the bag?
You! Capitalist! Be stopped!
Oh! Turn it off!
Oh! Catnip.
That's no mind.
Oh, hold on! I'm Princess Fiona!
Oh,
yes.
I'm a dungeon!
Talent! Shrek! I'm her husband! Shrek!
Ow! Ow!
Nice!
Quick! Rewind it!
Shrek, I'm her husband. Shrek,
ow, ow!
Darling? Ah, I thought I might find you here. How about a nice hot cup of tea before the ball?
I'm not going.
But the whole kingdom's turned out to celebrate your marriage.
There's just one problem. That's not my husband. I mean, look at him.
Yes, he is a bit different, but people change for the ones they love.
You'd be surprised how much I change for your mother.
Change? Oh, he's completely lost his mind.
Darling, why not come down to the ball and give him another chance? I mean, you might find you like this new Shrek.
But it's the old one I fell in love with, Dad. I'd give anything to have him back.
Ah, darling, that's my decaf. Otherwise, I'm up all night.
Hey, what about my Miranda rights? You're supposed to say I have the right to remain silent. Nobody said I have the right to remain silent.
Donkey, you have the right to remain silent. What you lack is the capacity.
I must hold on before I, too, go totally mad.
Shrek? Donkey?
Too late.
Gingy! Pinocchio! Get us out of here! Oh!
Like you most certainly am all.
I am not.
What kind?
It's a bomb! Ow! Slippery! Hold on, R2!
R2!
R2! All right, here we go. Hang tight.
Wait. Ow, ow. Hey! Ow!
What? Push!
Will you want to let me go?
Yeah. Sorry, boss.
Quit messing around. We've got to stop that kiss.
I thought you was going to let her go.
I was, but I can't let them do this to Fiona.
Boom! That's what I like to hear. Look who's finally coming around.
But it's impossible. We'll never get in. The castle is guarded and there's a moat and everything.
Well, folks, it looks like we're up Chocolate Creek without a popsicle stick.
What?
Do you still know the Muffin Man?
Well, sure, he's down on Drury Lane. Why?
Because we're gonna need flour. Lots and lots of flour.
Gigi!
Fire up the ovens, Muffin Man! We've got a big order to fill! It's alive! Go, baby, go!
There it is, Mungo! To the castle!
No, you great stupid pastry!
Oh, no.
Come on!
Mungo, down here! Look at the pony! That's right, follow the pretty pony! Pretty pony wants to play at the castle!
Ladies and gentlemen, presenting Princess Fiona and her new husband, Prince Shrek.
Shrek, what are you doing?
I'm just playing the part, Fiona.
Is that glitter on your lips?
Cherry flavored. Want a taste?
Ugh, what is with you?
But muffin cake.
C minor. Put it in C minor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to dedicate this song to Princess Fiona and Prince Shrek.
Fiona, my princess, would you honor me with a dance?
Where have all the good men gone and where are all the gone? Where's the street boys back to find the rising morning? Isn't there a one?
Since when do you dance?
Fiona, my dearest, if there's one thing I know, it's that love is full of surprises.
Late at night, I toss and I turn and I dream of what I need.
Hit it!
I need a hero!
All right, I'm big fella, let's crash this party!
My wife.
Shrek?
You couldn't just go back to your swamp and leave well enough alone.
No!
Pigs with blankets!
Pinocchio! Get the wand!
Oh!
Oh!
Kiss her now!
No!
Gave her the wrong tea.
Mummy!
Mummy? I told you ogres don't live happily ever after! Harold!
Time.
Donkey!
No, he's right. I'm sorry. To both of you. I only wanted what was best for Fiona. But I can see now. She already has it.
Shrek, Fiona, will you accept an old frog's apologies and my blessing?
Harold!
I'm sorry, Lillian. I just wish I could be the man you deserve.
You're more that man today than you ever were. Warts and all.
Boss! The happily ever after potion!
Midnight. Fiona, is this what you want? To be this way forever?
What?
Because if you kiss me now, we can stay like this.
You do that? For me?
Yes.
I want what any princess wants. To live happily ever after. With the ogre I married.
Whatever happens, I must not cry. You cannot make me cry.
Still look like a noble steed to me.
Now, where were we?
Oh, I remember.
Hey, isn't we supposed to be having a fiesta?
Uno, dos, cuatro, hit it!
Puss and Donkey, y'all. She in superstition. Black cats and voodoo dolls.
Take it, Puss!
I feel a premonition. That girl's gonna make me fall.
Here we go!
She's into new sensations. New kicks in the candlelight. She's got a new addiction for every day and night. She makes you take your clothes off and go dancing in the rain. She makes you live her crazy life.
Don't want to be all by myself anymore.
Amigo, we are off to the Kit Kat Club. Come on, join us.
Oh, thanks, compadre. I'm just not in the mood.
We will cheer you up. Find you a nice burro.
Oh.
Hey, baby! Baby, where you been? I'm sorry, too. I should have stayed, but Shrek had this thing he had to do in a...
What? Say that one more time.
What are you talking about? Are you serious? Look at our little mutant baby. I got to get a job.
Strange, and you're strange. Don't want you to change. No way. How can I explain flying to the sun without a plane when you're here?
Thank you. The sunshine waves.